亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们今天早晨在你复活的圣日来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, in this morning, on the day of your resurrection, we come before you.
对我们来讲，每一天都是复活节。
To us, every day is resurrection.
自从你从死里复活以后，所有信靠你的人，我们都要跟耶稣一同复活。
Ever since you arose from the dead, everyone who believes in you have arisen with you also.
在我们每天日子所遇见的事情，我们眼看着没有路可以走，你为我们开路。
In the daily struggles we face, if we feel that there's no path before us, you open a path for us.
眼看着没有希望，但是你给我们一个活泼的希望。
When we think that there is no hope, you give us a living hope.
让我们更多的来经历你。
So that we can experience you more.
求你的圣灵恩膏你的仆人。
May your spirit lift your servant.
也恩膏我们所有弟兄姐妹的心。
And anoint the hearts of all brothers and sisters.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give you the glory.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们接着这个礼拜天啊，基督徒都会去做礼拜，好像不去做礼拜，他心里非常的不平安。
On Sundays, Christians will come to church, and it seems like if they don't, or observe Sunday, if they don't, then they don't feel peace in their hearts.
可是到底有多少人知道我为什么要来做礼拜？
But how many people actually understand why they must observe the Sabbath?
很多没有信耶稣的人说，在礼拜天跟我一点关系都没有。
Many non-believers will say Sundays have nothing to do with me.
我就告诉一个人说，礼拜天跟你有绝对绝对的关系。
This is what I said to someone. Sundays indeed have everything to do with you.
虽然你还没有信耶稣,
though you are not a believer yet,
虽然你没有来到教会,
and though you have not come to church,
可是跟你绝对有关系,
but it definitely has something to do with you.
他们就问我说, 为什么?
And they asked me why.
我说, 礼拜天这个是主耶稣复活的日子。
I said, because Sunday is the day of the Lord's resurrection.
他到底跟你有什么关系?
So exactly what relationship does it have with you?
因为当我们还没有信耶稣的时候，我们的里面的灵魂是死的。
Well, before we believe in the Lord, the spirit inside us is dead.
所以当你悔改认罪信耶稣受洗以后，圣灵进到你的里面，你的灵就活过来。
So when you have repented and believed in the Lord, the Holy Spirit inside you comes alive.
所以你就有永生。
And you have everlasting life.
怎么会说跟你没有关系呢?
So how can you say that it doesn't concern you?
但除非有的人不爱自己，自暴自弃，说我就下地狱嘛，有什么关系?
Unless you are one of those people who hates himself and says, oh well, if I go to hell, then oh well.
而且耶稣再来的时候，所有信他的人都要从死里复活，身体改变。
And also, everyone who believes in the Lord, when they are resurrected, their bodies are changed, are transformed.
我就问他说，那跟你有没有关系?
And I asked him, do you think that concerns you at all?
他想一想，好像有关系。
And he thought about it and he said, I guess so.
我说呢，礼拜天是什么？是安息日。
I said, the Sundays is the Sabbath.
你到教会来敬拜主。
When you come to worship the Lord,
这一天呢不是礼拜天，不是因为要你休假。
This is not a break or a holiday for you.
是要你来敬拜上帝。
It's for you to come worship the Lord.
让你的身体可以得到休息。
Your body does receive rest.
你的心灵也可以得到休息。
And your spirit may receive rest.
你的心里面有平安。
Your heart can experience
有安息。
And joy.
有很多的人他心里没有平安。
A lot of people's hearts lack peace.
除非你找到耶稣
unless you find Jesus,
除非你信耶稣
and unless you trust
所以这个人他的心里是绝对没有平安的
this person does not have peace in their hearts
所以怎么会跟你没有关系
so how can that have nothing to do with you
礼拜天是什么是圣日 holy day
what is Sunday it is a holy day
这是上帝的日子
this is the day of the Lord
这是上帝祝福满满的日子
This is the day that the Lord has blessed fully.
So in Nehemiah 第八章第四节这样子讲。
So in Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10.
因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你的力量。
When you depend on Jesus, paraphrasing, the Lord is your strength.
所以, 为什么很多人他没有力量?
So why do many people lack the strength?
人有很多他想要做的事情。
People have many things they want to accomplish.
人他也有良心, 他有良心。
They have kindness.
良心怎么讲?
A consciousness.
对对, consciousness. 但是呢, 人往往没有力量, 照着他的良心来做事情。
But often people don't have the strength to follow their conscience.
人也要做很多很好的事情。
People want to do many good works.
但是他没有力量去做。
But they don't have the strength to do that.
但是耶稣给你力量。
But Jesus gives you that strength.
所以靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你的力量。
So the joy that you receive from Jesus is that strength.
所以礼拜天怎么会跟你没有关系?
So how can Sunday have nothing to do with you?
还有礼拜天是主日, Lord's Day, 主日。
Sunday is the Lord's Day.
这是耶稣的日子。
This is the day of Jesus.
你知道他降生的时候，天使说你要给他起名叫以马内利。
You know when he came onto the earth, the angel said you must give him the name of Emmanuel.
因为他要与你同在。
Because it means he is with you.
他要负你这一辈子的这个, 责任。
And he will
他要负你一辈子的责任, 哈, responsibility. 他要负你的责任, okay? 他要看顾你, 保护你, okay?
He will take care of all your responsibilities for your entire life.
所以为什么我们那么放心?
So why are we confused?
很放心, okay, 没关系,
放心,
很放心, okay.
Why are we so confident?
所以他说我不撇下你, 也不丢弃你。
Because he said, I will not forsake you or leave you.
不管你信不信耶稣,
Regardless of whether you're a believer or not,
礼拜天绝对跟每一个人有关系。
Sunday definitely has something to do with everyone.
所以复活也跟世界上每一个人有关系。
So the resurrection has to do with everyone, concerns everyone.
这里讲第一个，他说得胜死亡永远活着的主。
The first point is the Lord who has overcome death and lives forever.
七日的第一日，主耶稣复活了。
The first day of the week, the Lord arose.
上帝创造天地万物的第一天，你知道他创造什么吗？
On the first day, God created the earth.
你还记得吗？ Do you know what he
第一章。 Do you know what he created on the first day?
创造什么？ 第一天创造什么？
What did he create? First Genesis.
是什么？ 光, 对。
Light.
你有没有想到第一天创造光哈？因为人没有光是不能活的，对不对？
Did you ever think, how can you live without light?
圣经说。 生命在耶稣里头。
The Lord, the Bible tells us, life is in the Lord.
这生命就是人的光。
And this life is the light for man.
我们人的身体，我们灵魂一切的需要，是靠着上帝。
Our bodies and everything we need, and our soul is, we rely on the Lord for that.
所以神创造天地万物的时候，他把生命、气息、万物赐给人。So
when God created the earth, He gave people life.
有很多人说，我需要阳光、空气、水，可是我不需要上帝。很多人这样讲。Many
people say, I need sunlight, air, and water, but I don't need the Lord.
这个很奇怪,
I don't need God. This is very strange.
阳光、空气、水，让你能够活下去, 可是你又不要让你活下去的上帝, 这个逻辑说得通吗?
Well, this is very strange because the God who created air, water, and oxygen, you're saying that you don't need that God who created these various things. That is illogical.
耶稣是世界的光。
Jesus is the light of the world.
跟从他了就不在黑暗里面行走。
And those who follow him no longer walk in darkness.
这个是到底是在讲什么?
What exactly is it saying?
这是说, 我们脱离罪恶，罪恶是黑暗的。
This is saying we have left off sin, and sin represents darkness. Sin is darkness.
我觉得这个世界有一件很可怕的事情。
I think something that is very frightening to me.
因为他们没有罪恶的感觉。
Is are those who don't have the sense of sin?
这是这个很严重的问题。
This is a very serious problem.
昨天我有一个人他找我。
Yesterday, someone came to me.
他说，他现在这个丈夫啊，是他的，他是他第四个太太哈。
The husband said, "This is my fourth wife."
可是他的这个丈夫都没有罪恶感。
But he had no sense of sinfulness.
然后又找第五个。
And now he's looking for his fifth one.
现在美国很多人同性恋。
Right now in America, there are many homosexuals.
他说这是一个人权。
And they say this is a right, a human right.
所以耶稣是世界的光。
So Jesus is the light of the world.
就叫我们知道什么是罪恶。
So that we know what is sin.
那叫我们脱离撒旦啊邪灵的控制。
So that we can rid ourselves of the control of Satan.
因为魔鬼是叫人犯罪的。
Because Demons compel us to sin.
魔鬼是叫我们抵挡上帝的。
Demons ask us to disobey God.
这个叫脱离黑暗，也是包括我们脱离死亡。
When we get rid of darkness, that means we're getting rid of death.
我们不再灭亡。
We are no longer overcome by death.
所以我们成为圣洁。
We become holy,
归向神,
and we give it unto God.
所以这个耶稣的复活是跟世界上每一个人都有关系。
So the resurrection of Jesus concerns and involves everyone.
所以路加福音第二章第十节，天使报佳音的时候，他说：“我告诉你们一个大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。”
So in Luke, the angels said, "I have earth-shattering news to tell you."
以前我们在台湾的时候，那个圣诞节好热闹。
When I was in Taiwan, the Christmases there were very, very festive.
每一个家庭都张灯结彩。
Every house had lights strung up.
可是我后来我就说不对，这样不对。
But later I thought this is not right.
因为我们庆祝圣诞节，可是不庆祝复活节。
The fact that we celebrate Christmas but not Easter.
所以我们这样福音是失败。
This is a failure in the gospel.
大概从1998年开始。
From approximately 1998.
我们在台北市游行。
In Taipei, we had a parade.
复活节那天我们游行。
On Easter.
500多个教会一起游行。
Around 500 churches gathered together for the parade.
然后我们做的那个蛋。
We made eggs.
用那个蜡纸包起来。
And we wrapped them in wax.
那里写一个 Hallelujah, 主已经复活了。
And we wrote on it, Hallelujah, the Lord is risen.
然后我们沿路呢，就把那个蛋分给人。
And then we gave out these eggs to everyone.
我们告诉人，耶稣不但是降生，而且他是复活了。
We were telling everyone that not only did Jesus come into this world, but he also has resurrected.
所以这个福音才能够完全。
And only then is the gospel complete.
妇女带着所预备的香料，要有。来到坟墓，他是要来膏死人的。
So when the women brought spices, they wanted to anoint a dead person.
因为犹太人他们有一个习俗。
In Jewish people have a ritual.
他们用那个香膏啊抹在这个死人的身上。
They use spices and rub it on the body of the deceased.
所以这些妇女。他不是要来看复活的耶稣。
So these women actually weren't here to see the risen Lord.
虽然耶稣曾经跟他们说过，他要受害，第三日要从死里复活。
Even though Jesus had previously told them he would die and on the third day arise again.
但是他们跟那个十一个门徒完全没有办法相信，说死人怎么可能复活
？But they, as well as the 11 other disciples, could not believe that a dead person could arise again.
所以他们不是要来看 复活的耶稣是在看一个死的死人的身体。
So when they went to the tomb, they weren't looking for a living Jesus, but they were looking for a corpse.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的主耶稣基督，他把神把那个死亡的痛苦解释的，因为人原来不被死所拘禁的。
Jesus, the Bible tells us the
人。上帝把死亡的痛苦 解开了。
Jesus took away the pain of death.
Okay, 因为我们的神是不被死亡所捆绑。Okay.
Because our Lord is not controlled or overcome by death.
我这一生呢经历的一个话，就是说，马太福音第四章第四节说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说出的一切话。
Okay. A verse that I have gone back to frequently in my life is Matthew 2. No.
我们一起来念好不好？来，来，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里所说的一切话。哎，我刚刚信耶稣说，对这句话有点疑惑。
When I first became a Christian, I was a little skeptical of this passage.
圣经能当饭吃吗？
Can the Bible substitute food?
现在我了解。
But I now understand.
是的。
It indeed can.
人活着真的要靠神的话。
People really truly must rely on the word of God.
抓住神的话。
And they must grasp the word of God.
凭着信心。
And based on their faith.
度过了人生很多的困苦、艰难跟危险。
Will overcome many of life's dangers, struggles, and trials.
你看神的话，说有就有，命立就立。
The word of the God is when it says something, when it will happen.
你看哈，圣经有记载说，因为人不遵守神的话，所以啊，他说你们会饥饿啊，你们会口渴。是因为你们不遵守神的话。
The Bible has recorded instances where because men disobeyed the word of God, they endured famine and thirst.
最先看到耶稣复活的人，他是有福的。
The first to see Jesus resurrected is blessed.
而这些妇女去到坟墓那里。
The women went to the tomb.
她看着，哎。这个石头怎么打开了？
And they wondered why had the stone had been rolled away.
在耶稣钉十字架前的740年，先知以赛亚就这样预言了。
740 years before Jesus was crucified, Isaiah had already prophesied.
他死的时候要跟财主一同埋葬。
That when he died, he would be buried with the wealthy.
你知道耶稣葬在哪里呢？
Do you know where Jesus was buried?
葬在亚利马太的财主约瑟的新的坟墓，没有人用过。
He was buried in the brand new tomb of Joseph from Arimathea, and no one had used it before.
这个世界上有哪一个人可以预言740年、1000年、2000年以后要发生的事情
？In this world, can anyone predict what will happen 740 years later, or even 1,000 to 2,000 years later?
我们不要说700年了。今天下午要发生什么事情，你知道吗
？Never mind 700 years. Can you even predict what will happen this afternoon?
今天晚上发生事情，你知道吗
？What about this evening?
对，我们都不知道。
No one knows.
只有神知道。
Only Jesus knows.
所以神的话是人类生存得救的唯一的一个保障。
So the word of God is the sole guarantee that mankind has in their salvation.
这个石头是。主的使者从天上降下，把那个石头滚开了。
This stone was rolled away by the angels who descended from heaven.
你看这些妇女啊，她们想念主，她们爱主，她们渴慕主，所以那么大清早太阳还没有出来的时候，她们就跑到坟墓去。
These women longed for Jesus. They loved him and they missed him. And so before the sun had even arose, they went to his tomb.
因为她们非常渴慕主。所以主就让他们看见了。
Because they truly longed for Jesus, he allowed himself to be seen by them.
其中莫大拉的玛利亚最后，她是第一个看见耶稣复活的。
Mary Magdalene was the first to witness Jesus alive.
接着就是其他的妇女。
And then the other women.
他们是有福的。
They were greatly blessed.
弟兄姐妹，如果你心里真的很渴慕主。
So, brothers and sisters, if you truly long for the Lord in your heart,
你也非常的爱主。
And you truly love him.
你也常常在祷告中寻求主。
And you seek him in your prayer.
他一定会让你看见。
He will reveal himself to you.
他也会让你遇见他。
And he will allow you to meet him.
所以约翰福音十四章二十一节说，你们若遵实遵守我的命令，就是爱我的。
John chapter 14. John, in John chapter 14, the Bible says, if you seek me, I will come to you.
那么上帝也要爱你们。
The Lord also loves you.
耶稣讲了后面就说，我要向你们显现。
Jesus told us, I will appear before you again.
你想啊，在你很多的事情上，你可以经历他，可以看见他，可以遇见他。
Think about this. In many things that you go through, you can experience him and meet him.
所以我们的信仰是活生生的一种见证，一种经历。
So our faith is a living testimony and experience.
他们这些妇女进去，哎，就看不到耶稣的身体了。
When the women went into the tomb, they thought they couldn't see Jesus' body.
感谢主，我们所信的主，他是复活了。
Thanks be to the Lord, the God that we believe in was resurrected.
他的身体不在坟墓里，他的骨头也不在坟墓里。
His body nor his bones were in the tomb any longer.
大概在二十年前，二十年前，二十年前。
Twenty years ago.
在台湾，花了差不多20亿新台币，差不多，我不晓得是多少美金，去泰国迎接那个一个活牙哈牙齿。
Taiwan spent $20 million or something like that to purchase, Thailand, to acquire the teeth of a Buddha.
可是我们耶稣啊，连一根头发都没有留在坟墓里。
But our Jesus did not even leave a single hair in the tomb.
我所记得，就从那个时候一直到现在，台湾就灾难的不断，奇怪。
I often think that ever since then, when they bought the Buddha's tooth, Taiwan has been in had many disasters.
所以，各位弟兄姐妹，我们的主他复活，他的身体不在这个世上，他回到天上去了。
So our Jesus, he did not leave his body on this world. He went back to heaven.
所以我们的罪的咒诅就除去了。罪的咒诅 ，curse，C-U-R-S curse。
Oh, the curse of sin is gone.
虽然我英文不是唱太好了，我们有永生。
We have an everlasting life.
我们有祝福。
We are blessed.
哇，这个对我们每一个人太重要了。
This is so important for each one of us.
怎么说跟你没有关系呢？
How can you say that this doesn't concern you?
我常常要去探访，要去探访。我一直在这 some home.
I often go to visit people.
然后他太太就问他先生。
And the wife asked her husband.
牧师说要去看你，可以不可以？
The pastor wants to see you. Is that okay?
不可以。
He said no.
哎，好可惜。
What a pity.
因为我把耶稣复活的祝福带去，他说你不要来看我了。
I wanted to bring the blessing of Jesus' resurrection, but he said, "Don't come see me."
如果我开我的金口跟你说我要去你家，你敢 ？Welcome to my home.
So if I say I'm going to come visit you, you should be very excited and happy.
因为我是把天上的祝福带给你。
Because I'm bringing the blessing of heaven to you.
所以这是感谢主，我们不但是耶稣来的时候要复活，我们现在就已经复活了。
So thanks be to God, we are already risen.
很多这个福音派跟传统的这个教会这样子讲啊。
A lot of Baptist and traditional churches will say.
他说，有耶稣来，我们要复活。
They say that when Jesus returns, we will be resurrected.
没有错。
That's not incorrect.
这是对一半。
That is half true.
因为你信耶稣受洗的那天。
Because the day you trusted in the Lord and became baptized,
领受首次的圣灵,
and you received the Holy Spirit,
你的灵魂活过来了,
your spirit also came alive.
从那一天你就复活了,
from that day you have already been resurrected.
所以耶稣在约翰福音十一章二十六节说, 信我的人他永远不死。
And so that's why Jesus says in John 11:26, those who trust in me will have everlasting life.
他说为什么在死人中找活人呢?
It asks, why do you find the living among the dead?
这些妇女她在怀疑说，奇怪，这个耶稣的尸体在哪里了?
These women were wondering when they went to the tomb what happened to the body of Jesus.
忽然有两个人，二十三节说这两个人就是天使。
And in verse 23 tells us these two men that appeared before them were angels.
向这些妇女显现。
And they appeared before these women.
他们这个天使呢，把天上的荣光带到了地上来。
And the angels brought the light of heaven onto the world.
你看摩西到山上。
Remember when Moses went up to the mountain?
四十天跟上帝在一起。
And he spent 40 days with the Lord.
他下山的时候，哇，这个都是荣光，脸上有荣光，以色列人都不敢看他的脸。
When he descended from the mountain, his face reflected so much glory and light that the Israelites were afraid to gaze upon him.
各位弟兄姐妹，如果你天天跟耶稣在一起
，Brothers and sisters, if you spend each day with the Lord,
不知不觉你的身上有耶稣基督的荣光。
You too will also, your body will also reflect the glory and light of Jesus.
哥林多后书三章十八节这样子说。
Second Corinthians 3:18 says.
他说，我们众人既然敞着脸。
It says, although we
open the phrase, 敞着脸啊，看见主的荣光。
Oh, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory.
那我们就如同从主的灵变成荣上加荣，就是我们好像变成跟耶稣一样啊，在人家上我们身上看见主的荣光。
Other people will see Jesus' ever increasing glory reflected off of us.
这个意思是讲什么呢？
What is this saying?
耶稣说，你们的行为也要照在人前。
Jesus is saying your actions are also displayed before others.
叫别人看见你们的好行为。
When others see your good works,
便将荣耀归给神。
The glory must be given to God.
以前我，很久以前我常常礼拜四到乡下去传福音布道。
Often, on Thursdays, I would go into the villages to spread the gospel.
那些乡下的小朋友看到我们去了。
And the little children of the villages.
你知道他们说什么吗？
When they saw us, what do you know what they said?
耶稣来了，耶稣来了。
They said, Jesus is here, Jesus is here.
我说我不是耶稣。
And I said, I'm not Jesus.
我是耶稣的仆人。
I am the servant of Jesus.
哎，我给他解鞋带都不配。
And I'm not even worthy to tie his shoelaces.
我这次的换对了。感谢主哈。所以我们可以看见说，如果每一次你心中有疑惑，
If ever you experience doubt in your heart,
神就会差遣人来解答你们心中的疑惑。
God will send someone to resolve that doubt.
感谢主，我去年十月跟十一月底我来过两次。
Praise the Lord! Last year at the end of October, I came to this church twice.
然后这一个月来，一个多月来，我发现我做了一件事情。
This past month, I realized something.
很多人问我圣经的问题。
A lot of people have asked me questions regarding the Bible.
我好像很感谢主，我觉得好像一个月怎么这么慢呢？怎么一个月都还没有满月啊？
And I thought this month had passed so slowly.
因为很多人有很多对圣经、对信仰、对人生很多的疑惑。
Because people have many doubts about the Bible, about life, and about our daily lives.
但是给你答案的是耶稣，不是我。
But the person to give you answers is not me, it's Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Jesus said, you must pursue the truth, and through the truth, you'll have freedom.
这为什么要在死人中找活人？
So why do you seek the living among the dead?
因为从来没有人看过一个人会发光啊。
No one has ever seen another person reflect light.
如果有一天你看到我 身体都发光，你会吓一跳。
If ever you saw me glowing or reflecting light, you'd probably be startled.
如果我告诉你我是林牧师，你会一定会吓一跳。
If I told you I'm Pastor Lin, you might be scared.
那些妇女脸就爬在地上。
And those women, they fell with their faces to the ground.
你看，耶稣从死里复活。
So when Jesus arose,
向门徒显现。
And he appeared before the disciples.
在路加福音24:37这样子说。
In Luke 24:37 it says.
他们不相信那个是耶稣。
They didn't believe that it was Jesus.
以为那个是个魂。
They thought it was a ghost.
所以耶稣就说，你们伸出你们的手，摸摸我的手看看。
And so Jesus said, touch my hand and see if I'm real.
我不是，我是一个活生生的一个人，一个复活的一个人。
I am completely alive.
从来也没有人死后三天会复活的。
Never in history has someone died and 3 days later arose.
所以让人没有办法到耶稣面前的就是我们自己。
And so the only people who prevent us from going before Jesus is ourselves. A lot of people think, if I can reason through it and make sense to me, I'll believe. But if it doesn't, then I'm not going to believe it.
我常常想说，你是谁啊？
I often think, but who are you?
你怎么用你的头脑把上帝限制在你的头脑里面？
How can you restrict Jesus into only your brain?
我们上帝不受自然力的限制。
Our God is not inhibited by the natural laws.
他是无所不在、无所不知、无所不能的神。
He is all-knowing, all-omnipresent, omnipotent.
所以路加福音18:27，耶稣说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
So in Luke 18:27, it says, In man we can do nothing, but in Christ we can do all things.
所以那个两个天使对那个妇人说，你们为什么要在死人中找活人？
So the two angels asked the women, why do you seek the living among the dead?
各位弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们是不是活人？我问你啊。
Are we alive? Let me ask you that.
记得有一次耶稣跟那些要跟从他的人这样子说。
I remember once Jesus told his followers.
他说：“任凭死人去埋葬他们的死人。”
Let the dead bury their dead.
哎，你说这句话是什么意思？
What does this phrase mean?
死人怎么会去埋葬死人？
How can the dead bury dead?
那个意思就是说，让那些灵魂死掉的人去埋葬那些灵魂死掉的人。
He meant the spiritual dead. He meant let the spiritual dead bury the other spiritual dead.
我们是灵魂活过来得救的人。
But we are spiritually alive. We have been saved.
所以我们是活人。
And that's why we are living.
教会是有永生神的灵在这里，所以教会是一个活的教会。
A church is living because it has the living spirit within us.
我们人有一大堆的问题。
We have many problems as people.
我们为什么要再 去那些灵魂还没活过来的人去寻求我们人生的答案。
So why would we seek answers from those who are spiritually dead?
我们该来找耶稣啊。
We should seek Jesus instead.
来找这些基督徒啊。
Let us seek answers from other Christians.
来找这个活的教会啊。
And let us seek answers from a living church.
我们有重担，有压力。
We have burdens and we have stress.
我们有困难。
We have difficulties.
Oh, 我们有很多的需要，对不对？
And we have many needs.
我们也有忧虑。
And we have
忧虑啊，
worries. We have many worries.
我们也非常的软弱。
And we're very weak.
我们呢，很多人不知道，但是我这个肉体死后，我到底我这个人要去哪里？很多的问题。
Often we wonder when my physical body passes away, where do I go?
你为什么不来找复活的耶稣呢？
Why don't you ask that of the living Christ?
为什么不来到他的教会呢？
Why don't you come to his church?
所以你当你来到主面前，
So when you come before Jesus,
一件很重要的事情，
It's very important.
你所有的重担都卸下来，
You must let go of all your burdens.
所以你真的就安息了。
And only then will you experience true peace.
我最近常常写信的时候，
Lately, whenever I compose letters,
你们都收过我的台湾英文的信啊。
You've all received my Taiwanese English letters.
每天有五六个 弟兄姐妹会用英文写信，他们可能故意在考验我。
Because every day I receive 5 to 6 emails in English, I'm sure they are purposefully testing me.
有一些慕道友写信给我。
And many non-Christian friends.
我后面都会跟他说，我会跟他讲。
And so I tell them.
你一觉到天亮，睡得甜蜜。
In order to get a
sleep,
good
sweet.
night's sleep.
为什么我要这样祝福呢？
Why do I bless them like this?
因为他们告诉我说他躺下去都睡不着。
Because they tell me when they can't sleep, when they lie down.
等到他要睡觉已经天亮。
And when they finally fall asleep, it's already daytime.
诗篇第四篇第九节。你们有英文圣经或者别来 ？No, not here. Okay.
Psalms.
四篇。Do you have Psalms?
No, it's not in here.
我来念哈。我必安然躺下睡觉哈，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。你看，哦 ，OK， Chapter 4 verse 8， 第八节 ，verse 8， OK。
I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
你们都睡得好吗？昨天。
So last night, did you all have a good night's sleep?
我问你，你们睡得好不好？告诉我。
Did you sleep well?
如果你睡不觉，你就祷告哈。
If you can't fall asleep, pray.
我看有一个姊妹哈，她说她刚刚信，她每天睡觉要吃安眠药。
A sister who recently she said that in order to fall asleep, she needs to take a sleeping pill.
我说你就祷告。
And I told her just pray.
她祷告完了。
And after she prayed,
她躺下去。
When she lays down,
就忘记吃药了。
She forgot to take her pill.
结果一觉到天亮。
And she slept all the way till daylight.
这个叫做 sweet sleep.
This is what we call a sweet sleep.
跟我来讲台湾英文好不好？大家讲来 sweet sleep.
Okay. Let's all say it together.
Okay. 感谢主啊！你们有没有感谢主哈
？Have you given thanks to the Lord?
在这里我们来看永远永远活着的耶稣。
The everlasting Lord.
他不在这里，他复活了。
He is no longer here because he has resurrected.
这里是哪里
？And where is here?
就是坟墓。
This is the grave, the tomb.
他不在这个坟墓里。
He's no longer in the grave.
他也不在这个地球上。
He's not even on this earth.
他回到天上去。
He has returned to heaven.
为我们预备地方。
And to prepare a place for us.
将来他要接我们回去。
So that he can receive us back to heaven.
所以感谢主，我们基督徒面对着死亡，没有恐惧，没有害怕。
So praise the Lord, as Christians, we shouldn't be afraid to meet or experience death.
希伯来书二章十五节说，我们的主耶稣来释放了那一些怕死、一生怕死的人。
Hebrews 2:15 says.
Release the. Okay, 您读一下。Okay,
okay I'll find it.
二章十五节，他释放了那一生怕死的人。OK， 没有在那里哈，没有关系，你们听懂就好哈。
Hebrews 2:15。
Okay, you read. Okay.
I can't find it in this Bible.
No. 好，我们这段没关系哈，在这里有一个很严重的问题。
There's a very serious problem.
我们为什么要在这里，在这个地球上，在这个人类当中去寻找耶稣
？Why are we searching for Jesus here, on this earth amongst man?
他复活了。
He has already arisen.
他不在这里。
He's no longer here.
他在天上。
He is in heaven.
所以感谢主，我们基督徒虽然在地上。
So, praise the Lord. Although we as Christians are on this earth,
但我们整个心是在天上。
Our heart is in heaven.
主耶稣他说，当纪念耶稣在传道三年的时候，在加利利对门徒所说的话。
Jesus said to his apostles in Galilee.
他说，人子要交在人的手里。
He said, the Son of Man must be given to, mankind.
这里是讲到犹太人跟罗马巡抚比拉多。
He's talking about the Jews and the Roman soldiers.
还有那些今天世界上所有抵挡神、不信耶稣的这些人手里。
And all those people who oppose God and did not believe in Jesus.
耶稣他也在十字架上也是交在所有这个世界上的人手里。
Jesus, when he was on the cross, was essentially given to everyone in the world.
因为他是为所有的罪人而死的。
Because he died for all sinners.
因为神哦, 愿意万人得救, 不要一个人沉沦。 这是彼得后书三章八啊第九节说。
Because God died for everybody so that no one would be lost.
所以这是人类唯一的一个拯救。
So this is a soul salvation for mankind.
所以耶稣他必须要死, 但是他也必须要复活。
So Jesus, although he had to die, he also had to be resurrected.
如果耶稣他没有复活,
if Jesus had not been resurrected,
那我们的信就是徒然了。Then
our faith is meaningless.
那我们还在罪中。We
would still be in sin.
我们要灭亡。
And we would
die.
But praise the Lord, he has resurrected.
那么我们这里可以看见说, 他的复活绝对跟每一个人有关系。
So here we see that his resurrection indeed concerns everyone.
所以我出去传福音的时候,
so when I preach the gospel,
我就非常的有把握,
I am very confident.
我看到每一个没有信耶稣的人,
when I see a non-believer, I know
你一定需要耶稣,
you absolutely need the Lord.
你一定要信耶稣,
you must believe.
我今天来救你,
and I'm going to save you.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第九章, 啊, 他这样子说,
so Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9,
无论如何, 我要救一些人,
regardless, paraphrasing, regardless, I'm going to save some.
哦, 这个耶稣的复活, 可以在我们的生活中,
the salvation,
okay.
The salvation, Jesus' resurrection for us,
有一股力量在你的里面,
gives us a sense of power.
你本来很软弱, 这是变成刚强,
although you're weak, you can become strong.
你本来已经对一件事情很绝望, 对这个人很绝望,
though you have grown very hopeless about a certain situation or a person,
但是盼望又活过来了,
You can again have hope.
你看到要跌倒了, 但是你又站起来了,
and though you might be falling, you can stand firm again.
很灰心, 很沮丧, 很灰心, 灰心怎么, 沮丧,
when you're very frustrated,
但是感觉又希望无穷, 对,
but,
很有希望, okay?
But you are filled instead with hope.
我应该教他中文, 然后你快走不下去的这条路我真的走不下去了。
And when you think that you can no longer walk down this path,
神又给你力量,
the Lord gives you strength again
继续走下去,
to continue walking.
你看那个先知以利亚,
take for example the prophet Isaiah.
他在一棵树下在那里求死,
he was praying for death under a tree.
那天使就给他一瓶水,
and an angel gave him some water.
给他饼,
and some bread.
拍了他两次,
and patted him on the shoulder twice.
他靠着这个力量, 神给他的力量,
and relying on this strength,
走了40天,
he walked for 40 days to the mount of.
所以复活在我们的生活中, 天天都可以活出来。
So the resurrection can be seen every day in our lives.
哥林多后书六章第十节,
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4.
他说, 保罗怎么讲呢?
What does Paul say?
他说似乎是一无所有。
Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves.
其实样样都有。
In every way.
似乎是忧愁的。
In great endurance.
且是常常快乐的。
Wait, chapters.
6 and verse 10.
Okay. Oh, verse 10. Okay.
似乎是很贫穷。
Sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet
是叫,
making many rich.
Okay, 叫很多人富足,
poor yet making many rich.
似乎是一无所有,
have nothing,
其实样样都有,
and yet possessing everything.
所以有人告诉我,
so someone once told me,
哦, 他, 他到这边来读书。
He came here to study.
他在大陆的父母不是很有钱。
And his parents in mainland are not very wealthy.
他的学费负担很重。
And the pressures of being a student are very great.
我就念这段圣经给他。
So I read this passage to him.
因为我们的神是耶和华以勒。
So our God
is. The Lord will provide.
Jehovah, which means the Lord will provide.
所以我就安慰他，我们一起来祷告，神为你预备这一切的需要。
So I comforted him and prayed with him and said that God will provide you with all your needs.
去告诉人，耶稣为他复活。
And to tell people and to tell him that Jesus.Lived again for him.
这里面讲到说，耶稣的门徒还有妇女对主耶稣的话反应太迟钝。
In the Bible, it tells us the women and the disciples were very doubtful of Jesus' words.
因为耶稣讲了好几次，他说我必须交给人受害。然后呢，被杀，第三天要从死里复活。耶稣已经讲了好几次了。
Although Jesus already said several times, I'm going to be crucified, and
many times,
he told them many times, and that he would be resurrected.
如果这十一个使徒跟这个妇女真的有信，真的对神的话，有信心的话。
If these women and the 11 disciples had truly believed in the word of God.
那么他们应该到坟墓里去跟耶稣见面。
Then they should have gone to the tomb with the expectation to meet Jesus.
所以我就想说，各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们有十九个查经班。
We have 19 Bible studies.
很可惜，差一个就变二十哈。
We just need one more for 20.
可是你在查经的时候，你对神的话有反应吗？
But when you are in these Bible studies, do you have what are your reactions to the Word of God?
神的话是我们信心的根基。
The Word of God is the root of our faith.
是我们行事为人的根基。行事做人做事的。
It is the foundation of how we act as people.
诗篇一百一十九篇一百零五节。
Psalms 119:105。
You can say that. 我们一起来读好了，好不好？中文、英文的，我们一起来读来。你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Light on my path.
感谢主啊！哦，所以你有什么问题，打开圣经。
If you have any troubles, open the Bible.
我们对神的话要反应非常的敏锐。
We need to be very sensitive to the word of God.
他说，你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。For 普天下 all of the world.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
这个妇女从坟墓里去告诉十一个使徒。
And so the women went from the tomb and went to tell the 11 disciples.
耶稣复活这个好消息。
The good news of Jesus' resurrection.
这是关系世界上每一个人的生命。
Which concerns every person on this world's life.
这是耶稣所吩咐我们的。
And this is the commission that Jesus has given us.
我们最后来看马太福音二十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 28.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
Okay, 他说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，我们要把耶稣的出生、耶稣的受洗、耶稣的复活，跟每一个人都有关系的这样一个好消息，这个福音，我们去传给人。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to spread the good news of Jesus' resurrection and his everlasting life to everyone. And this is something that we need to do every day.
愿神祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless this word.